Wonderful reading and so encouraging to hear those words. In the New Testament, we read of Mary praising God and saying, "For the Mighty One has done great things for me. Holy is His name. His mercy extends to those who fear Him from generation to generation." And our theme this morning is this sense of from generation to generation, knowing God, praising God, worshiping God, walking with God and with His people. And it's wonderful that we in our generation have an opportunity to experience the blessings of God and then to be able to tell them to a new generation. I've never seen someone twiddling a broom before in church like that. And so in new and fresh ways, the gospel is proclaimed and shared, and we have the joy of being able to do that. And time and again in the Bible, we find this one generation tells another about the goodness of God, who tells another about the goodness of God. And so it goes on, and they gladly praise Him. As we come to the end of this decade and in a sense stand with one foot in 2019 and another about to step into 2020, we sort of stand on the brink, and we have this opportunity to reflect on what has gone before and what may come in times ahead. And while every moment is a good moment to thank and praise God, I think especially at these sorts of times, as one year ends and a new one begins, or particularly a decade, to be able to think about that, that's a time for significant reflection. And so we can praise God because we serve an amazing God who does wonderful things for us, who includes us in His plan, who through Jesus Christ has achieved our salvation, so that all who put their trust in the Lord will be saved. And the Holy Spirit has come to our lives to empower us and to enable us both to praise God and grow in our relationship with God and to pass on that knowledge from one generation to another. So, while we recognize that when this decade began, here at Greyfriars Mount Eden, there was some turmoil. And at Epsom, there would soon be a need to rethink future directions. And as we think from that time and through that decade till now, we have so much to be thankful for. So in your bulletin, you will notice that I have prepared for you not only a list of the good things that have happened in 2019, but I've given you a quick overview of what has happened in the past decade. And so you can look through, and if you do so, you'll see some things from Epsom before we amalgamated, and some things from Greyfriars before we amalgamated, and then very early on, I come on the scene in 2012, and things that have happened since then. So many wonderful things that we have to rejoice in. One of the reasons that I try to keep a list of the good things that have happened, and this may not be true of you, but it's certainly true of me, that I tend to forget. Things tend to sort of fade into the distance. But I think it is so important from time to time to remember them and to see the journey that God has taken us on. Now, when we look at this, and you may have chosen different things if it had been you putting these things together, and I also want to say it's not a brag list for our church. It's an acknowledgement that God is here and that God has been at work, and because of these things, we have even more reason to be thankful to God, who is worthy of praise. And as you look at those lists, and perhaps this afternoon you might take a little bit of time to sit down and reflect on some of those things that have happened. The lists really talk about the events. But what they do, although we cannot mention all the people involved, is they point us to the people who have been involved in the life of our church. And so there have been people, and some of you may have been here at that time, 2009, going into 2010, beginning the new decade, and you may remember these things, and others joined later on, and you can think of the people who were here, the people who have been touched by the ministries of this church, some who may have been to a play group or mainly music, to a wedding or to a funeral, who have received the gifts from us, Christmas shoe boxes, canned days, Lima Pella gifts for books, Shine, Whakaora Tangata, or the rest, the good things that we've contributed to. And we think of the people that we have touched with all of that, because people really do matter to God, just as we as people matter to God. Jesus once used an illustration of service where a king is commending those who have done good for him, and they ask, "When did we do this? We don't remember, Lord. When did we do this?" And he says, "I tell you the truth. When you did this for one of the least of my brothers, you did it for me." And today, among the people that we have touched through this decade, some may be considered among the least, people receiving our gifts who we may not personally meet. Last week, with the help of our Stitches group, a couple of weeks ago, we delivered 80 bags of love to Women's Refuge. We will never see the recipients of those bags of love, but our Heavenly King and our King in Heaven sees these things. Inasmuch as you have done that for the least of these, our God says to us, "You have done it for me." People are important to God, and so we think of those people in Greyfriars. Perhaps some who were elderly, even back in 2009, 2010, and they link us to previous generations. And sadly, some of these dear friends have since passed away. And we always know when we come to year's end, there are people dear to us who we have lost in the past year. And particularly if we think over the last 10 years, some people who were precious to us, who we hold in love. And there are others, born since 2010, who link us to today and to future generations. And it amazes me to think that when we host a holiday program and speak truth into the lives of children, and some of them respond to the gospel, or maybe at Kids Zone or something else that we're doing with the youngest among us, that the gospel that touches their lives may be with them for the next 10 or 20 or 40 or 50 or 60 or more years, and be transforming them. And so the things that we do are of great importance. As the writer of the Psalms said, "One generation will commend your works to another, and they will tell of your mighty acts." And so we want this. We want to tell others about the mighty acts of God so that they in turn can tell others and others. The Reverend Shaw, the first minister here at Greyfriars, laid the foundations of our spiritual life. So the church was formed in 2015, very quickly got onto a building program, and called Reverend Shaw as their first minister. What did I say? Okay, 100 years before that. So 1915, the church began. So Reverend Shaw in 1917 said, "Our work here is to bring the hearts of men to the knowledge of the riches that are in Christ and to bring them to a personal acceptance of Christ." With these words, in a sense, this church was founded. And these have been important to us ever since. Throughout the history of this church, you will find key streams of gospel truth that link the generations together. So we're Christ-centered, we're Bible-based, we're mission-oriented, we're people-related. And just like Reverend Shaw, we're still committed to offering the riches of Jesus Christ to people to help them come to that acceptance of Jesus as their Lord and Savior. And when people come to faith here, and they do, and when people are baptized here, and they are, we rejoice because that is part of our mission. And it was expressed when the church was first founded and even further back into the teaching of Jesus and the apostles. Rosie, our children's coordinator, has told us recently of the children's programs. Each time, anywhere between 18 and 28 children have made faith commitments. Now, for some, that means reconfirming their faith, while for others, it means finding faith in Jesus. And I'm sure that Reverend Shaw and all those part of our church over those past decades would just be so encouraged by this, would rejoice in this, just as we mentioned recently from Luke's gospel. I tell you, there is rejoicing in the presence of the angels of God over one sinner who repents. And so Greyfriars is an evangelical church in the very best and the richest sense of that word, believing and praying and working with God for the redemption of people in our community and city and world. And as a church, we are not ashamed of the gospel. It's the power of God for salvation. And so we rejoice when people are saved. And we can be thankful that God's love and attention has not just been focused on one generation many, many years ago or one geographical region, but even as far back as Abraham, God was saying to him, I want you to be a blessing to the nations. And then Jesus expressed this as well. And you will be my witnesses in Jerusalem, in Judea, in Samaria, and to the ends of the earth. And we see that ever-widening circle from Jerusalem, Judea, Samaria, the ends of the earth. If anywhere is at the ends of the earth, it's New Zealand. I think it's really constructive for us to consider the good of previous generations, the things that they have passed on to us, to see if in our turn we can build upon them. And my thinking in this is very influenced by the biblical view of passing the good news of the gospel from one generation to another. And so as we think about this and understand in the words of the psalmist, I will utter hidden things from of old, what we have heard and known, what our fathers have told us, we will not hide them from their children. We will tell the next generation the praiseworthy deeds of the Lord, His power and the wonders He has done. And so in our turn, when we have the gospel, when it's changed our lives and shaped how we live, we want to pass that on to others, to constantly, continually tell the good news of the gospel. And so at Greyfriars, through our Sunday services, playgroup, mainly music, youth group, barbecue church, holiday programs, ESOL, and so much more, we hold out this gift of grace from God, hoping that others will hear it and take it to heart, and that they will also grow. And because God has proven Himself to be good and faithful to past generations, and we know it to be true ourselves, then we can pass it on with hope to others. To begin the new decade well, to set the tone for the next decade, we're beginning the coming year with the Redemptive Family course. And this focuses on our relationships as God's family, those who have been drawn into the family of God, and as Paul says, given this ministry of reconciliation, that God was reconciling the world to Himself in Christ, not counting men's sins against them. And He has committed to us that is to you and to me, to us as a church. He has committed to us the message of reconciliation. Therefore, we are Christ's ambassadors, as though God was making his appeal through us. We implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. And so that's what we do. We are special agents of the King. We are his ambassadors. We have good news for the people of our community. And the redemptive family course will give us confidence in the gospel and help us with spiritual conversations and encourage us to be inviting our people along to events like barbecue church, playgroup, mainly music, to invite people to come and be part of what we're doing. I would like in 2029, 10 years from now, to be able to look back and to once again praise God for his love to us over those years. In that time, I pray new people will have joined us in praising God. People will have come to faith in Jesus, stepping out of darkness and into light. That our international ministries, our child ministries, our youth ministries will be flourishing. That we will have found new ways to connect with the community. That those who are young disciples now will have become elders leading our church as we connect in with the church, with the time to come. The psalm we read today is so appropriate. There's so much that is said there that I think we feel in our hearts. We want to praise God every day, to praise the one who is most worthy of praise, to be among those who, one generation, commending the works to another. Someone commended it to me. Someone commended it to you. And that has enabled us, and we can commend it to others, to speak of the glorious splendor, to tell of the power of God's awesome works, to celebrate his goodness, to sing of his righteousness. For the Lord is good to all, faithful to his promises, loving towards all he has made, upholding those who fall, near to all who call, watching over all who love him. And then it ends with this statement, my mouth will speak in praise of the Lord. Let every creature praise his holy name forever and ever. And I hope that as it's on my heart, that's also on your hearts. Because of all the Lord has done in the past, and with hope for what he will do in the decade to come, let us praise his holy name forever and ever. All this to the glory of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen.